might go wrong and what we know at what time. Any questions on this? I can see somebody thinking.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, and here's a picture of some sort of device that does things like this. Typically, the things nowadays won't be mechanical as I've drawn them there. They're more likely to be magnetic or electric in some way. But you're still doing the same kind of... You want to know it's going in this direction, so you need more than one thing. It's no good just having one thing that says train's gone past here, because you don't know if it's got there and then gone back. And having this sort of notation helps us to think about such things. So now, if we have, that's going the wrong way. There we are. Ah, canny trains. There. If we have this, this was just about one wheel going past. And of course, you want to talk about a train going past. So if you want to talk about a train going past, you want to check the numbers of wheels that have gone past. So you want one wheel goes from B to A, the next wheel goes from B to A, then the next one. When four wheels have gone, you can say the train's gone from B to A. So instead of writing from B to A, or from A to B, I put A to B and B to A. These now are the outputs of the machine we had before. The machine we had before said something's gone from B to A. Something's gone from B to A. It's counted a wheel, right? Whereas this is counting the carriages. So we can use exactly the same diagram because we're saying once one wheel's gone past and the next wheel's gone past and the next wheel's gone past, unless they go back again, which this allows for. So it's counting the trains as they go past and where the wheels are. And this would work to count, has the train actually gone past? Or if it's somewhere in the middle here, you could even tell me how many wheels were passed and how many wheels weren't. Okay. So the states of the machine here are how many wheels have gone past the sensor. Right? So you can see you could make really quite complicated systems by building little systems that you understood and then saying the things that come out of those little systems are the things that go in to these bigger systems in terms of the sensors for the bigger system. So, any questions about those two examples, ATM, train? No? Everyone's feeling very damp today, I think. I'm feeling very damp today. So, application fields. So, if you make a vending machine, it doesn't have to be a robotic vending machine like the one at the top there, but or a cash dispenser, then this is a good way of thinking about it. It's a system. There can be various states. You know, they've put in so much money, they still have to put in so much. If they put in too much, I now have to give change. If they put in too little, I have to ask them for more. You can deal with all of those things. You can think, how much have they put in? That's a state. What have they chosen? That's another contribution to the state. You can draw a diagram, make sure that when people get the drinks, it means they've put in enough money. That if they've put in money, when they get change, they get the change for the money they put in and so forth. And similarly, in electronic circuits, so... We haven't talked a lot about this, but inside a computer, there's data that moves around and gets things done to it. There's a lot of control of sort of saying, I need a piece of data from there, I need a piece from data from there, I need to bring them together, and now I'll add them. Okay? So the sort of control of bringing things together, deciding what to do next, is often done with these finite state machines. Memory is done with it. Where's this piece of data now? Where should it be next? How will I get it into the processor? And the internet is full of it. So if you think of those packets that we talked about, then they're a little finite state machines looking at things that are coming in and saying, ha ha, that's the beginning of the destination address. Now I've finished the destination address. It's passed. It's rather like seeing trains go past, only it's bits going past. Now I'm looking for the
the source address. Now I've got the source address, it's passed. Now I need to count the number of things so that all the pieces have gone, and now it's gone, that packet's gone, here's the next packet. And it's sort of going around doing this kind of thing in a finite state machine. Okay. So those kinds of things are almost obvious. What might not be so obvious is that this is a very good way of looking at languages. So what we're going to focus on now, and we'll come back to in relation to real natural languages a bit later, is how we can see it that way. Well, I said when I was talking about the train example, and now it says the train's gone from A to B. It doesn't say anything like that, just there's a signal, and we interpret it as the train's gone from A to B. And normally when we say things, there are words which on their own don't mean any, but the way we put them together into sentences, the order we say them in, sort of structures everything. And it turns out that we can use one of these machines not just to sense things, but also to generate things. So instead of thinking, I'll sense things as and that will drive me through the machine, you can think, I'll move through the machine almost autonomously, and as I go through, things will come out, things will be said. So for instance, here, we start here, and we go zero, and it's all there, zero, and then one, and get to this state, then we will have sort of said zero, zero, one. We can think of a path through the machine as generating something you can say. So come back to that, and we'll see how some sentence patterns might be generated just by going through writing down a machine like this. So when you phone up and you get one of those really annoying devices that says, you know, if you want blah blah, press 5. If you want blah blah, press 57, and so on. Doesn't say 57, I know. But those are often finding their way through a finite state machine, both to decide which stage of the conversation you're in and also to decide what to say to you. So that's why it sometimes sounds canned, because you get a little bit of the phrase and then you get to Madrid on Saturday, sort of chopped up, because those are coming out as you go through a machine like that. There are better ways of doing it now, but that's essentially how a lot of that stuff is put together in canned phrases that come out of finite state machines. So, what I want to do before we get to those real sorts of languages is to look at simple examples of computer sorts of languages, or even just artificial languages. So, this is